Welcome. This is a meditation designed to help ease depression. It is based on images from a story found in 1 Kings 19 and from Psalm 34. In 1 Kings 19, we read, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I'm not any better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. And all at once, an angel touched him and said, Get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. In Psalm 34 we read, The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. For centuries, people have meditated on Scripture, allowing the images to move deeply inside their hearts and minds. My prayer is that this particular meditation will help to ease your depression. It is common for the mind to wander in and out as you listen. If you notice your mind wandering, you can simply guide your mind back to the sound of my voice. It is important for you to know that you are in charge of this experience. You can change words or phrases as you choose. In fact, your mind will do this naturally as you intuitively sense what you are needing most at each listening. So, beginning by getting as comfortable as possible, sitting or lying so you are well supported. You might want to place one of your hands on your heart in compassion to comfort, and allow the other hand to lie open in a receptive manner. And letting your eyelids close, taking a full, deep breath, breathing easily so that your chest and belly rise. Breathing deeply and easily, and releasing easily, fully. And again, breathing in deeply, easily. Allowing each breath to move gently to that place in the center of your chest. That place of deep ache and heaviness. Allowing each breath to soothe the ache, to ease the heaviness. With each breath, becoming aware of your body. Aware of whatever tension or distress there might be in any part of your body. letting each breath you take flow to the places of tension, touching each place of tension with warm energy. Letting each breath you release, release more and more of the tension. Each new breath reminding you that your body is a gift from God. Each new breath clearing your mind, opening your heart. And, as you can, picturing yourself alone in a vast desert, looking around you, realizing you see emptiness for miles in every direction. Knowing that the emptiness you see around you reflects how you have felt inside. Aware of yourself lying alone in the shade of a tree in this desert. Perhaps as you lie under the tree in this wasteland, you begin to talk to God. Perhaps like Elijah, you feel like a failure. Like you've tried to make things come out better, but the same old destructive patterns are still there. And so you talk to God, telling God whatever thoughts and feelings you might be experiencing. No matter how dark, no matter how distressing. As you are talking to God in this way, you slowly become aware of a soft light near you. You feel someone touching your shoulder gently but firmly, aware that this person is about to say something. You realize you have expectations about what they will say, expectations of judgment, expectations of rejection. But to your surprise, you hear instead a voice that is full of compassion. There is no judgment in this voice. The voice is kind, respectful, loving. You turn and see that it is an angel who is touching your shoulder and talking to you. It is an angel God has sent to comfort you. Look, the angel says to you, here is fresh baked bread and pure sweet water for you. Eat this bread. Drink this water. Allow these gifts to nourish you. And sitting up, you begin slowly to eat the bread and drink the water. Bit by bit, taking it in. Taking in this nourishment from God. As you eat and drink, you find your body beginning to feel a little stronger. Each cell of your body receiving this gift of nourishment from God. Each cell of your body beginning to feel revived. Breathing deeply and easily. You realize your body and heart and mind are being nourished with spiritual food. And that you are feeling, just for this moment, a little more hopeful. You become aware that at this moment, a memory is being formed in you. A memory of an earlier time when you were aware of God's care for you. Another time of God's provision and kindness toward you. Allowing this memory to grow in you, to stay with you. You can feel some part of the emptiness inside of you beginning to be displaced by this memory of God's tender care and provision. And you find yourself allowing other memories of God's love and care for you, and memories of the love and care of others towards you, to surface to your awareness as well. Memories of other people's gratitude for you. Memories of other people's prayers or blessings of you. Memories of other people's kindnesses towards you. Reflecting on these memories, these events, these people, letting them come to you, allowing yourself to feel surrounded by these memories of nurture, kindness, and acceptance. Letting these memories strengthen you with their sweetness and grace. And allowing a quiet gratitude to grow inside you for these moments of love and care shown to you by God, shown to you by others. Thank you. Aware that you are still in a desert place, you lay down again. You rest with some hope that the memories of God's love and the love of others in your life will become more powerful than the memories that cause you pain. As you rest in this way, you slowly become aware that God is with you. You become aware that God not only sent an angel to you, but that God has been with you all this time in this desert, preparing the bread and water for you, watching over you, loving you with all patience, all kindness, all compassion. Allowing yourself to become more aware of God's love and care for you. Allowing yourself to become more aware that God knows the heaviness of your heart, that God knows all that crushes your spirit. Finding yourself understanding now in a deep way that God knows all that has led up to this point, that God knows all you have been through, all you have longed for, all you have strived for, all you have lost. All that has brought you to this place of emptiness, to this place of discouragement, this place of depression. Aware that God is with you in this time, not to shame you, but to be close to you with tender love and compassion. As you continue to rest in this growing awareness of God's loving presence here with you in this desert, you begin to notice changes taking place in the desert around you. You can see that the desert around you, that once seemed so empty, now shows signs of life. Some of the bushes have turned green. Here and there, red and yellow blossoms have appeared. A family of quail are feeding in the distance. A young rabbit appears and quickly hops behind a bush. You know that you are still in a desert, but there are signs of life and beauty in the desert around you now. At the same time, you become aware that although your heart is still heavy, the heaviness is not the same. You can tell that there are signs of life and beauty returning to the desert inside you as well. allow yourself to rest in this place of growing beauty around you and inside you. As you are ready, preparing yourself to end this time of meditation, knowing that you have been fed with spiritual food, knowing that you have been strengthened and blessed by this time. Taking some time to look around again, at the desert now full of signs of life and beauty. Knowing you can return to this place of rest and nurture anytime. Breathing deeply and easily. Allowing your awareness to begin to return to the room or place you are in. Aware of your body. Prepared for whatever awaits you. Confident and clear. Remembering that you are loved. Opening your eyes gently. Again, breathing fully and easily. Knowing now, in a new way, that when you are depressed, God does not grow impatient with you. Knowing that when you are in the desert, God is there with you. That God bakes bread for you. God cares for you. You end this time of meditation, knowing in the depths of your spirit that God is close to you when you are brokenhearted. That God saves you when you are crushed in spirit. The following are affirmations, positive statements designed to help ease your depression. Try breathing deeply and easily as you listen. Opening your heart and mind to each statement. Try repeating each statement out loud or quietly to yourself as a way of taking it in. I realize that depression is a common human experience, but I do not need to feel ashamed of my depression. I realize that depression is a common human experience, but I do not need to feel ashamed of my depression. I am learning that the lack of energy and negative thoughts I sometimes experience are part of the depression and are not signs of personal weakness. I am learning that the lack of energy and the negative thoughts I sometimes experience are part of the depression that are not signs of personal weakness. I am coming to understand that I am not a spiritual failure because I sometimes feel depressed. I am coming to understand that I am not a spiritual failure because I sometimes feel depressed. I am learning to trust that when I am depressed, God does not shame me or grow impatient with me. I am learning to trust that when I am depressed, God does not shame me or grow impatient with me. I choose to release all judgment against myself for my experiences of depression. I choose to release all judgment against myself for my experiences of depression. I am learning that I can talk to God about all my thoughts and feelings, including my depressed thoughts and feelings, no matter how dark they may be. I am learning that I can talk to God about all of my thoughts and feelings, including my depressed thoughts and feelings, no matter how dark they may be. I acknowledge that when I feel there is no point to my life, God continues to heal me and to strengthen me in all goodness and love. I acknowledge that when I feel there is no point to my life, God continues to heal me and to strengthen me in all goodness and love. I am seeing more and more that when I am in the desert of depression, feeling alone and empty, God is there with me, loving me, providing nourishment for me. I am seeing more and more that when I am in the desert of depression, feeling alone and empty, God is there with me, loving me, providing nourishment for me. I understand that I need other people's love and support, especially in times of depression. I understand that I need other people's love and support, especially in times of depression. I invite others in my life to support me in times when I'm depressed. I invite others in my life to support me in times when I am depressed. I acknowledge that I need God's care and help when I am depressed. I acknowledge that I need God's care and help when I am depressed. I invite God to help me and care for me. I invite God to help me and care for me. I choose to receive God's gifts of spiritual nourishment. I choose to receive God's gifts of spiritual nourishment. I find strength and comfort as I remember times when I was aware of God's care for me. I find strength and comfort as I remember times when I was aware of God's care for me. I find strength and comfort as I remember other people's kindnesses, prayers, and love towards me. I find strength and comfort as I remember other people's kindnesses, prayers, and love towards me. I am resting in a growing awareness of God's understanding and compassion for me. I am resting in a growing awareness of God's understanding and compassion for me. I am coming to trust that God is close to me when I am crushed in spirit. I am coming to trust that God is close to me when I am crushed in spirit. I am more and more aware that God is tender and kind toward me when I am brokenhearted. I am more and more aware that God is tender and kind toward me when I am brokenhearted. I know the day will come when the desert inside of me that has felt so empty will show signs of life and beauty. I know the day will come when the desert inside of me that has felt so empty will show signs of life and beauty. I open my heart and mind to receive all the love and blessing God has for me this day. I open my heart and mind to receive all the love and blessing God has for me this day.